The votes of the dead are a bountiful source of interest and of political one-liners. In both Louisiana and Chicago, people used to joke about wanting to be buried somewhere they could remain active in civic affairs. The phenomenon of dead man voting was typically evidence of a robust, if corrupt, political machine that had the voter registration lists and wasn't deterred by a little detail like death. Well, now there is a move afoot in Louisiana to legalize voting when dead under a particular circumstance. State Senator Reggie Dupre is a sponsor of this law, which, Senator Dupre, you should explain, refers only to absentee ballots.
That's exactly right. This particular bill was brought to my attention by local election officials in Terrebonne Parish in southeastern Louisiana. What occurred was we had a former parish president, which is, I guess, would be considered another, the rest of the United States, of a countywide mayor. He voted absentee, and 2 days later, he died of a massive heart attack. And when the votes were finally tabulated on election day, the local election officials recognized his name, and it was necessary for them to pull his ballot. And that brought up an interesting point, and they sent me a letter requesting we change the law, because what they told me, and if this individual would not have been a prominent citizen, would not have been well known, they would not have known to pull his ballot. And it seems that existing law that requires this is very, very subjective, and it's almost impossible to enforce. And for very close elections, this can make a difference. So I think to be as objective as possible, what should occur if someone legally votes when they cast their ballot, that vote should count.
What if I were to file an absentee ballot a week before Election Day, then plead guilty to a felony, and lose the franchise as a result? Would you still count my absentee ballot?
Yes, they would.
They would?
I'm sure. As I don't think there's a mechanism that quickly for them to lose their civil rights on voting.
Because that's Louisiana state law, or because they wouldn't catch it at the polling place?
I don't think they'd catch it. The election officials would not catch it.
When we're talking about the number of people who've taken out absentee ballots in Louisiana, among those who die between the period, say, 10 days before Election Day and Election Day, that can't be very many people.
No, it cannot, but we had one particular school board race in my neighboring parish, which I also represent in Lafourche Parish, where the individual won by one vote. Now, if you really want to go out and search all these votes, what if you had one of these circumstances? Then you can challenge the whole election.
How enthusiastic are your colleagues in Baton Rouge about this?
Well, of course, there's a lot of joking around about the old, you know, getting lists from the graveyard and all, but they tell, you know, several of my colleagues says, well, it makes absolute sense, you know, because the issue just never came about because we never did have a prominent citizen as we did to have his vote pulled, and the election officials is the one who requested this bill. I mean, I didn't go out seeking this myself.
And when is it likely to be passed, if it is passed?
We go into session on March 31st for the regular 2003 session. Most likely this will be heard first in committee on the Senate side. I would suspect second or third week in April of this year.
Well, Senator Dupre, thanks very much for talking with us about
this. Thank you.
State Senator Reggie Dupre spoke to us from La Rose, Louisiana. He's a sponsor of a bill that would make a vote in Louisiana legal if it were filed by absentee ballot by a voter who then died before Election Day.